Hi, my friends. We'll talk on water and human civilization subject on today. The Sumerian texts constitute man's oldest known written document, and in the Gilgamesh epic, the term Garden of the Sun was used to signify the concept of paradise. As mentioned in the Old Testament, the exact location of this heavenly area was the Anatolian Turkish landmass lying between the sources of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Then the Lord planted a garden in Eden in the east, and he placed there the man he had formed. A river rises in Eden to water the garden. Beyond there, it divides and becomes four branches. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It is the one that flows east of Ashur. The fourth river is Euphrates, Old Testament Genesis. The Garden of the Lord mentioned in the book of Genesis in the Old Testament is called Eden and is synonymous with heaven or paradise. Water has invaluable contributions to human civilization on Earth. Human can survive without food, but not water. We all are human brothers, worm-born to earth with drop and farewell with water again. Turks have created a water civilization from Danube to Euphrates and Tigris and from Nile to Volga with architectural monuments of bridges, water beds, baths, hammams, shadrvans, and fountains. Turkish bath is world famous. Turkish construction history hosts the first examples of the water architectural monuments created by the mankind in the world. Yes, the days with water always to you all, our friends. Good days.